because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. And those I know you can bolt in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, B.
What's up, everybody? My name's Austin, a.k.a. Thick Boy. We are bringing you a new segment called A Breath of Fresh Debauchery with my co-host.
My name is Charlie, also known in certain circles as Big Ragu.
Big Ragu.
The sauciest of the sauciest.
And we are doing our first episode ever of A Breath of Fresh Debauchery with our guests here. If you guys want to introduce yourself, these beautiful gentlemen over here.
Yeah, man, it's Big Meech, Mishka Creates. Some of y'all might know me from the Discord.
No one knows you.
Yeah, nobody knows me.
Bro, how you diss that man like that?
I'm your first guest, man.
You sit in that chair and you get insulted for this hour, all right? That is what you do.
Bro, it should just be like a fucking roast.
Just roast. Yeah.
Who that pretty Straight face up, in the corner, though?
Yeah, look at that boy.
What up? It's Noah the Creator, a.k.a. Young Menthol.
Young Menthol.
Young Menthol Shoddy.
Bro, Young Menthol Shoddy.
We're not sure if it's an upgrade or a downgrade. But.
It's your boy, Young Newports.
Southside Breath Mint.
It's your boy, Cool Blues. Cool Blues. God damn.
Shit, man. So how's everybody doing today?
Good. Man, this is exciting to be a part of the first fucking a breath of fresh debauchery.
Yeah, we're, you know.
It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah,
it is.
A little bit of mouthful.
It really is. And I'm really going to fuck it up saying it. I know it. My small brain is not capable of saying that.
I feel
that.
Like we're five beers away from really fucking that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Bro, we can just go off the acronym, right? That's what that's called, the ABFD. It also stands for a big fucking dick.
Which none of us have.
Yeah.
This podcast is all about our aspirations, dog. Yeah. So
that's our first lie.
Here's what we wish we could have, though.
Big fucking dick.
So I know our last podcast, me and Charlie talked about, we're going to bring our own segment. We were coming up with some ideas and name. I'm not going to lie to you people. We came up with this literally 5 fucking minutes ago. Yeah. So just hang with us, all right? If you don't know what that word means, look it up, because we don't know what it means either. Yeah. It sounds cool, though.
Sounds provocative.
I'm
going to
be honest
going.
With you. In probably a couple episodes, it's going to turn into probably a breath of fresh douchebags. So let's...
That sounds just as good.
And we changed the name, all right?
You know what? I kind of like a breath of fresh douchebags better.
I kind of do, too.
All right, so...
A fresh abash... Nah,
we can't get fucking shit right, dude. You okay?
A breath of fresh douchebags.
How you feeling, Charlie? How was your night?
I am fucking hungover like a motherfucker.
Look at
I thought
him.
It was a daylight savings. I thought that.
So he woke up. The first thing he did, woke up with an excuse. Daylight savings got me fucked up, bro. I just woke up. Didn't mention the 38 and a half old styles he drank last night.
Yeah, the fact that I cleared one bar out of old styles.
And then went to another
one. I went to another bar.
Damn, did That's you really?
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's impressive.
I know.
That's.
I am a fucking legend in the streets.
Also makes me think you might, you know,
a problem.
You might have an alcohol problem.
No, I do.
Oh, well, I was thinking you might save more money by bringing your own.
Oh, yeah.
Kill them in the car.
Yeah. drink a fucking six-pack before you go into the bar.
So, imagine sitting at the bar, can I get you anything? Like, nah, I'm going to go step outside real quick.
Yeah. Actually, a glass of water would be fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm about 13 old styles in. It was a long drive here. And your parking lot is fucking huge. That was a long walk.
Don't even go in the bar. Just sit on the tailgate. Fucking drink beers in the parking lot, dude. Tailgate. Oh, dude, that's what we got to fucking do.
They come out. Sir, you can't drink in the parking lot. Says who?
They're in a bag.
It says in the south side of Chicago, sure. You have to go. Like,
dude, that's what we got to do. Let's camp outside a bar and just have a cooler and just hand out beers.
Absolutely. That's a good way.
That's not illegal at all.
Isn't that soliciting?
There's no way that's legal.
Isn't that soliciting?
We'll fuck around and find out.
Yeah, I don't know. What are they going to do, arrest us?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they will. Well, you get a petty charge for handing out bars in front of a fucking...
Y'all never
in front of a bar?
Y'all never wore bracelets? Like,
oh, you're right.
Y'all scared or something?
You scared? Bro, remember when everybody, remember like back in fucking grade school, it was like almost high school when everybody would wear those rubber.
Oh, the blowjob bands? Oh,
it started with like, Livestrong, bro.
Yeah, it started with
Livestrong. It grew into something ridiculous.
And then everybody, like, it would see, like, it was cool to, like, see how many you could put on each arm and, like, you could get all different colors and shit.
But does Livestrong even exist anymore?
I don't know, man.
After all that controversy? I think he took all the money
and just did a bunch of coke with it.
I mean, that's what I would do.
I was going to say, what a
I'm going to be honest with you. That's probably completely false, and don't quote me on that.
That's why they, like, removed some of his stuff, right?
I'm pretty sure all that Livestrong shit.
Well, they removed his balls. I know you're gesturing down there because he had testicular cancer, but...
But they're saying that he won those races because of the testosterone that he was taking because of the
because
removal
of he only had one ball.
So he was taking testosterone, which helped him win the races.
Right, so they said that technically he was pretty much cheating.
That's crazy.
So it wasn't that he was straight up doping. It was
no,
it
wasn't doping,
like,
but he had to take testosterone to replace what the other nut would have made. So I guess at some point,
I guess it depends on the doctor, right?
Did you take it? Did you take enough to have an advantage?
Yeah.
Or did you? You know, I don't know.
I don't know. I know cancer does fucking nightmares to the body. So is it really an advantage?
Yeah, exactly. Bro, but when was the last time you heard about Livestrong or him?
When I watched Dodgeball the other day.
Yeah, I was going to say just through memes
or
something.
Well, yeah, just through like a meme or something.
Yeah. Did I give up when
I was so proud. I was
long liver and testicular cancer at the same time.
My proudest fucking elastic band was like a black, white, and gray Chicago White Sox one. And I was like, this is the coolest band of all. Bro, I think I bought it for like $10 and I sold it for like $20.
Yeah.
Like, I used to flip those things.
I think
that's hilarious.
The coolest armbands were the Save the Boobies.
Save the Boobies one. Yep.
Yeah.
Save the Boobies.
I had
if you had that, you were fucking the shit.
I had a black, gray, and white like marble one that was Save the Boobies. That was my coolest one I ever had. I don't know where it went now though.
God, fucking fads, dude.
Dude,
I know.
It's crazy how like remember like the bracelet thing, and then it was like. It was always like some sort of like headbands were in, and then like wearing a certain hat was cool, and then like
buying razor fucking scooters,
razor scooter, and then you
fucking razors. My parents didn't love me enough; they got me an off-brand one.
Bro, you know those are like $25 now.
Are they really?
Yeah, I bought three for Christmas because I was like, they're $25.
No,
why not?
Like, what the fuck I'm gonna do with them? But I got them, bro.
God, I remember, yeah. I was like, I want a Razor scooter so bad. And I got, like, this fucking generic knockoff
one. I got the Next brand scooter. It was literally called Next.
Yeah, you know, I heard about those.
What was the one that, like, shot sparks and shit?
There was one that shot sparks?
Yeah. I don't know.
Man, that sounds like some rich.
Bro, sounds like some rich. I wasn't on that level,
no,
bro.
No, me neither.
Bro, when I broke my shit, I broke it. I didn't get another one.
Yeah, yeah. I never had a name brand skateboard either. I got the Walmart brand.
I got the garage sale one.
Yeah.
The one I found at a garage
sale. The one was already used. It was missing half a wheel.
A used Walmart one.
Used Walmart one. So we got a little off topic, but basically this is going to be the beginning of the introduction of mine and Charles. I'm not sure what this is. It's going to be a complete shit show. I'm going to be honest.
We really
with
have
you.
No game plan.
Beautiful
we're just
shit.
Submit it.
Yeah. So we're just gonna we're gonna rattle off some topic. We got some stuff to talk about. We're not exactly sure what all this. We don't have a 100% set in stone. Like we're gonna talk about this, and this. We're gonna end up bringing some guests on. You know, probably most of the homies at first, and then you know we know people that we can bring in and out. I kind of like our deer last time.
It would be
pretty cool to bring on some OF content creators and kind of dive into some pretty interesting talks. So we'll see where this goes.
What are we gonna do? Try to get him back here to get in this creepy studio to record with us? just walk through this hallway.
You just made that really weird.
Why is this hallway
Nobody's
going to
come here now. No one's going to come here now. Why is the hallway dark?
It's always dark.
Why is it always dark, bro? There's no lights? Nah, they put lights everywhere but the hallway.
Bro, this place is creepy, man. I'm not going to lie. I've been here at like 2 or 3 in the morning and heard some shit and been like, yeah, that's just old building sounds.
Okay,
So
you just said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
On our last podcast, you know, I just bought a house. All right, well, last night was the first night I stayed in my house.
Ah, shit.
And it was fine. Everything was good. But,
Congrats.
But, thank you. But, like you know how, like, when paranoia sets it for no reason, like, you know you're fine. There's nothing wrong. But, like, when I went to go, and it didn't help, you know. I was drinking with my dad, and we, you know, having a good time. He dropped me back off, whatever. And like I just laid on the couch and like I have a fan, a ceiling fan on me, and I'm like I'm just laying under the fan and like I laid on the couch for probably 2 hours straight, not even looking at my phone, just staring at the ceiling, like listening. Like for really? Every little like I was just
you just wanted to hear?
I was just yeah, I was just
I mean
was,
it's your
I was
spot,
curious.
You know?
I was like, you know, like I'm not, you know, like superstitious or anything, but I'm just like, you know what, like
yeah.
Is there, you know, I believe in certain things for, you know, spirits and presences and stuff like that. You know, it happens, you know, I'm not like, I don't seek it out, but like I laid on the couch and just listened for like 2 hours straight, just kind of like listening to the house, like listening to the traffic outside. And like, it was, I mean, I ended up finally falling asleep, but like, I didn't hear anything that was like really, but you just said that. And it was weird because like my first night in my house, I was all like paranoid and shit. And then, like, I just passed the fuck out, woke up, and I'm like, oh, good sleep. You know what I mean? I'm like, my phone's here. I'm still in one piece. Like, all my shit's still on the counter. Like, nothing.
That's honestly, it's a good idea. I mean, even if you weren't, like, looking for, like, anything like that.
Yeah.
Just for, like, strictly mechanical stuff. Like, yeah. How you should, like, always turn your volume down in your car. Like,
right.
Every once in a while, just to fucking listen
to
your car drive.
You want to listen to the car.
No.
Well, and like, that's the thing.
Nope.
Is like,
that Kid Rock CD stays on full blast, bro.
What you mean?
Dude, if I don't listen, mean, if I don't bro. Listen
the
to
Kid
Cowboy,
Rock CD stays on during sex.
If I don't listen to Cowboy.
With the ball to bang, as you're stroking.
If I don't listen to Cowboy at least 34 times a day, my day is ruined.
My name is Kid. Just pouted it out.
I used to fucking love that song when I was a kid.
Yeah. Dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. God.
I grew up on that Cowboy and Baa Wada Baa album. Like, my mom would listen to it. My dad would listen to it. So, like, now I hear it now, and it's just, like, it's nostalgic, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, I fucking saw Kid Rock play live.
Dude, I heard
in Nashville.
I've
at
never,
his bar.
I've never been to any of his concerts, but I've heard he puts on a fucking amazing show.
Dude, he was, like, literally from here to the wall, dude.
No
and I
shit.
Didn't even realize it was him. I was just drunk. And then, like...
As you should be in Nashville.
And then he gets off stage. He, like, escapes through, like, the back of the stage. And then the chick that was singing with him was like, oh, my God. That was one of my biggest dreams of all of my entire life. I just sang with Kid Rock. And I was like, holy shit, that was Kid Rock! I was like, what?
Michigan probably thought it was some homeless guy.
Bro,
there.
It was just a dude with long hair. I thought
like,
it was just
bro,
a random dude.
I thought he was impersonating Kid Rock. Like, no, you dumb bitch. That is Kid Rock.
Apparently that was Kid Rock and he owned that bar. That
did you cool. know what a cool thing is about Kid Rock?
Kid like Rock owns Kid Rock's bar?
Yeah.
No fucking way. Dude, we are just fucking coming up with weird shit today. This is awesome.
We are literally a group of idiots.
Yeah, we're fucking retarded.
I apologize in advance. It's cool. But you know what the cool thing is about Kid Rock, dude, is like he's a real motherfucker, dude. Like he canceled a lot of his shows because venues were like, gotta have masks and vaccines, like middle finger, fuck you, gave everybody their money back. And like I remember like two or three summers ago. He was touring, like doing this huge, massive summer tour, playing with a bunch of shows. He would not come to the venue if anybody charged more than $25 for one of his tickets to get into the show.
Crazy.
And if a venue charged more than that, he would cancel it and give people their money back.
No shit.
Like, he's a real ass motherfucker, dude. Kid Rock's a fucking cool dude.
That's really fucking cool. Badass.
I mean, I know a lot of people think that, like, I don't know. See, the way I see it is like Kid Rock's an acquired taste. You had to grow up like
right.
You had to know his early shit, like how he was. It's kind of like
you're not gonna listen to him now and be
right.
a fan.
If you're a fan of Eminem now, you knew Eminem in the Slim
right.
Shady
exactly.
days. You don't know Eminem now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
honestly, I'll be honest. I think Eminem now sucks.
Eminem sucks, dude. Well, I mean, think about everything. Like, all that.
What the fuck is that? The stuttering bitch. Like,
and then you know they're going back and forth with MGK and fucking Tom McDonald and everybody else, and I'm like, this is it's turning into a pissing match that's just getting worse and worse by the day because these songs you're putting out are fucking trash.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what though, that diss track to fucking Machine Gun Kelly that turned him over to pop punk, dude. That was probably the best pop punk album we've ever gotten.
I'm gonna be honest,
the rest on that bitch, bro. That shit was hilarious.
No, that fucking dude, Machine Gun Kelly's album, that pop punk one that he did with like Travis Barker and shit.
Have you heard
that was a great fucking album,
dude. That album
it
is fucking
phenomenal.
Awesome.
Okay.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And then he did on YouTube. They did like a music video for the entire album. It's like an hour and a half long like video.
Really?
It's fucking dope.
Really?
That's cool, dude. Man. I've never heard of somebody doing a music.
Yeah, he did a whole he made
the
like
entire album, dude. It's fucking great.
Yep. Wow. He made like one pop punk song and it hit. And then he put that song on the album, put out the whole album. And dude, it like it turned him around. Like, yeah, I didn't think MG, like, don't get me wrong, MGK has got some good raps. He can spit what he wants to.
I like the old stuff.
But his that punk album he put out, dude, if you guys haven't listened to it, it's good.
It's
shit,
very good.
Yeah.
I thought he switched, like, careers because of Eminem, because Eminem wrecked.
Well, that's kind of what it seems like, but
it just so happened that after that whole dish shit happened, he put out a pop punk album.
Bro, yeah. Bro, but, like, I love when people get, like, dubs later on from taking really big L's.
Right. They take an L and then get a dub later.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, fucking Eminem will diss me right now so I could go marry Megan Fox and put out a fucking nice album. I'd be fucking happy as shit.
Dude, what a babe.
Dude. Ugh. Oh, what's that music video? She's all bouncing around in her underwear in that fucking music video.
That was the one with MGK, right?
Yeah.
Well, was that off the
My Bloody album? Valentine.
My, yep, that's it. Oh, oh. Lord. yeah, so yeah. I think calm down, guy. You all right?
No.
You got a wet spot in your pants.
Don't look.
We're on camera. You can't.
My pants are dry, I swear. They're dry.
So, look at my crotch.
Say, you know, Kid Rock's cool. MGK put out a cool album, you know, shit like that. But yeah, man. So back to we got a couple topics here that we're going to run through today. Daylight savings is fucking bullshit.
It
I don't
is.
Care what your topic is, or fuck I don't care what your stance shit. Is. I don't care if you like it or love it. It's fucking bullshit.
We're setting the record straight right now. We are anti fucking daylight saving time. That is bullshit.
Yeah.
It is really a hard fucking line we stand on.
Let's I mean, agree. What like historical or like monumental value does this bullshit provide?
It's
wasn't it for farming?
I think it's for farming.
I think it was for farming back
saving
yeah.
electricity.
Yeah.
Like with that stuff. That's why places like states like Arizona that do like zero farming didn't participate.
Right. But it's like so then,
I don't know, waste electricity. Fuck that shit, dude. Burn that shit up.
I mean, yeah, NFTs, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
There it is. All right, all right.
There all right, you got your one NFT.
Yeah, there it is. All right,
we're
done.
We're going to head on out.
And I'm
out.
All right.
All right, so, yeah, I don't know. Fucking homie Charlie over here woke up with an excuse first thing this morning. Daylight savings got me fucked up, bro. I just now woke up.
Well, yeah, I rolled over, looked at my clock, it said 9 o'clock. We said we were going to meet here at 10:30. I'm like, all right, I got some time to sleep. Check my phone, it says 10. I'm like, something's wrong. I'm like, did I drink myself into another fucking time zone? Why are these clocks not matching up?
He goes, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
So I'm just like, oh, man, so I got
to
go.
That shit's literally just to have more daylight. During a certain season?
Well, because now, if you think about it, it's farming season, uh-huh. right? We tilled all the fields, we prepped everything, we closed all the fields up, sealed them for winter, right? And now,
yeah, farmers
now we're going to have...
That's what they do.
Now we're going to have more daylight to plant. We're going to have more daylight for shit to grow. I think it's fucking stupid. Why not just leave the time alone?
Yeah, why not just
because
leave it like
we're still
going to
have... We're
wake
still
up an hour earlier,
more,
you douchebags.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're still going to have that extra hour of daylight if you don't fuck with the time. It's still going to be there.
This shit makes no sense at all. Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Look, I'm just happy that, you know, it's finally staying lighter out a little bit later.
Yeah,
you know, it's starting to get a little bit night. Like, today's not a bad day. Tomorrow, where it's going to be almost 60. Mm-hmm. We're looking at, like, 50s all week.
Jeez.
Bro, I'm so, I don't know about
going
you
going back
guys.
To the hot boy wheels.
I was gonna say, it was 36 degrees on the way here. Saw two people on fucking Honda motorcycles wearing like full cuts, like a motorcycle gang. I'm
yeah,
like,
but you know what, dude? It's a little bit too early to be. Roads are still covered in salt.
Oh,
it's like, it's not bike season yet. Like, mm-hmm. dude, I see people out rolling fucking $30,000 CVO street glides,
crazy.
Harleys. And I'm like,
crazy.
I was like, you guys don't realize that salt dust, that grime, that shit you're riding on, that is going to corrode and
they're
rust your bike.
It's also flicking shit.
Bro, like, I had two bikes. I sold my bikes. I'm like, I was that guy. Like, I gotta go ride. It's riding, dude. All that is, I want to bring my bike out so people can look at it. Yeah. That's it. That's all it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, man.
So, what I'm excited for is, car season, bro.
Yeah,
it's gonna be nice. I'm definitely buying a hot boy whip this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually found, I just showed Charlie before.
Yeah,
we
I was
going to
say,
here.
You've been hitting that marketplace like a motherfucker.
Dude, I'm a whore for marketplace.
Dude, me too.
I'm a whore for marketplace. So I showed Charlie on here.
Bro, I like how Mikey's like, where's the vet?
Dude, he asked me about the vet. Like, I have one, and I'm just not bringing it out.
He's just waiting, dude. Bro. He cannot wait.
Dude, he's so happy. Like,
he's
dude,
so ready for
the day. The day I buy a vet, Mikey is going to, like, wherever I'm at, he will drive to me so he can ride in it. Like, he is so.
Oh, I like Mikey's logic. It's like, you buy something, he's like, oh, you can store it at my house. So he can drive
right,
in.
Because then he knows I have to leave the keys because if it has to get moved, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I like what he does, because my Camaro needs, you know, some body work and all. I was like, Mike, take a look at this thing. What do we all need? He's like, dude, I'll hook you up on body work. Can I drive it? I'm like, yeah.
Like,
so he kind of like hangs that over you. It's like, I'll do the body work on the car under one condition. I got to drive it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know, I think it's going to be a good summer. Where, you know, I hope that we can all get together, you know, more than we have, you know. I know life gets in the way, work gets busy, but.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be fun, man. I mean, obviously, you know, gas prices and shit suck. We're not gonna dive into that, but hopefully we can still enjoy our time together and, you know, plan some meets and drive around and hang out. You know, I want to get a car. Charlie, hopefully your car will be done here soon.
Soon? Well, both cars are out of commission right now.
Well, the Camaro's definitely not gonna be done.
I broke the Camaro.
Did you really?
Yeah. What happened? It's got that stupid fucking like emissions bullshit on it. It's electronically controlled carburetor. And I fucking snapped the fuel line and dumped the whole tank of premium on my driveway.
Yeah.
Well, that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Let's not mention the massive rear main seal leak it has.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's a fucking puddle of oil underneath that car.
That sucks.
It's a very wore-out tire. It needs to be out of the car.
Yeah, it's a 305 V8. It's fucking that electronic carburetor.
That was the weird year where, like, GM and Ford and everybody was like... They didn't have a way to go just from carburetor to fuel injection, because fuel injection was still a prototype at that point. So they started doing, you know, throttle bodies, which was
they had fuel injection, but that was
but it wasn't
a throttle body like
so a throttle body is a carb, but it has two fuel injectors in it, or four fuel injectors. So they took.
But this isn't a throttle body injection.
Right, no, it's a car.
That's what Chevy did. It was basically a fuel-injected carburetor.
Yeah.
Is this the thing with the stupid spider?
No, that's crossfire injection.
That's fucking stupid.
You're talking about... That first came out on the 4.3 V6 and the S10 and the Blazers, and when you pulled that fucking stupid plastic intake off, it had that spider set, and they would always fucking crack and break, and then those little lines... they'd start to get pinholes in them because they were made from plastic. The fuel would eat through them, and it wouldn't hold fuel pressure, and they wouldn't start.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
My Blazer did it all the fucking time. My Blazer used to do it all the time, and I refused to pay $800 for that fucking spider injection unit.
Yeah, I think
it's stupid.
Because it was sucks, because you had to rip the entire top of the motor apart, pull the intake apart, put the new spider unit in it, and then put everything back together. Yeah. And then,
Just for it to deteriorate again.
So... Charlie's car is a carb / throttle body /
electronically fuel controlled. It sucks, and that's all fucked up. And then the right rear drum locked up on me, so I took that apart to rebuild it. And halfway through, I realized I'm like, fuck drums. So now I'm gonna put a rear end in the car.
Drum. Nice.
Fuck it. And I did acquire an LS for it. So
Oh shit.
But that's the easy part is finding an LS. Now I got to find a trans. Well, now I got to find a rear end.
But you're committed now.
Yeah.
I mean, just put I hope you're going to put T5 in it. What I don't know.
T5 or T56?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. T5.
You need T5.
A 5-speed?
Yeah.
Why?
Because with the rear end you're going to put in it, you want a T5. You know how much T56 is right now?
Yeah. A used one is fucking like $2,000.
What do you need a brand new for? Like just for like cruising on the highway?
Yeah,
that's what Charlie said. He was trying to make like a dedicated cannonball run type thing.
For like long distance and shit. Because like I want to go to like LS Fest and shit. Okay. Like I want to head down south, pick up my pops, and him go fucking cruise out.
Why wouldn't he want that T50?
Because
just T5
can handle more power out of the box. You're gonna spend a fuck ton of money trying to build a T56.
No, not only that, you could a fucking crate T56 Magnum for like $3,500.
Right.
And that's ready to go. Got three shifter positions and all that shit, so.
I'm just talking from experience, guy.
I know where you're coming from.
I know you're fucking Mr. Ford guy over here that owns nothing but Chevys.
Yeah. I'm a Ford guy that owns two fucking Chevys. How the fuck did this happen?
Okay. And a Nissan that don't run.
And a Nissan. I don't even like Nissan.
That's not why I'm about the Honda. I don't even like that.
That's so funny.
Dude, he's so salty about the car, too. He's like, dude, I swear to God, I get that car back. I'm selling it. I was like, you sell that fucking car, Charlie.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Well, now fucking 240s are pulling a premium, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, dude, you know what? How many rounds have you been with this fucking car?
What do you mean?
Just get it back and enjoy
no,
it.
No, yeah.
Just drive the car. Just beat the shit out of it.
Dude,
I don't care.
I want to ride in it so bad.
Dude, it's going to be
well,
an fucker,
I want to ride in it so goddamn bad.
Dude, he goes to pick it up from the shop. He's like, you drive. I ride passenger.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to ride in my own car. But yeah, oh, dude, man. So this car season, so I know you probably, are you doing anything with the Civic?
Yeah, dude, Civic, clutch is the first thing. Okay. And tires. Those are basically the only two things. And then if I do anything after that, it's going to be a retune.
Okay.
And maybe my intake manifold, but mostly just clutch and tires.
Okay, clutch and tires. Yeah. Okay. What about you? How are you going to bring Tiana back out? Or, I mean, what's your plan? What are you thinking?
Yeah. I need to get a clutch for Tiana and some bushings and shit for the rear.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
You just going to bounce back and forth from both cars?
Yeah, probably. So, okay. CRX really doesn't need much other than just like a, like fine tweaking the suspension.
Yeah, because your problem is that car is like really light in the rear, isn't it?
Dumb
don't that light. Fucking thing bounce around like
the
crazy?
The front end bounces.
The front does?
Yeah, but I think I figured it out. I think the spindles are too tall because I pull the spindles, I got them out of the GSR. And like I just straight swapped them. I never did anything.
Okay.
And I realized the CRX spindles are shorter. Mm. So I think it's
so we're not getting enough that, like travel.
Yeah.
What are the spindles? What is it?
Like the spindle hubs.
You know, like all right. So if you pull the wheel off, right, mm-hmm. and you're looking at the brake assembly and everything.
What's the wheel?
It's fucking comfortable. So if you pull the wheel off and you're looking at the brake assembly, so like uh-huh. you know the cast piece that connects the steering knuckle
yeah.
to the car,
uh-huh.
the spindle. Yeah. So. Basically, if you pulled the whole brake assembly off, the rotor and everything else in the hub, if you pulled all that
what's
off.
Your wheel bearing presses into.
Right. So what you push the wheel bearing into is the spindle.
Oh, okay.
It's what attaches like to the upper control arm and lower control arm and then the tie rod.
And then you put everything into that and around it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
it's like the core of that
right
area.
Right. So the way he's explaining it is if the spindles are...
I'm an idiot. He goes, what's a spindle hub? A spindle hub. It's a spindle.
Spindle, bro. I mean, what are you fucking.
Can we get this man a Chilton's manual? Right? Look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, what it is too tall. And it's keeping my upper control arm, like, up. And it doesn't allow the travel because it keeps bottoming out.
The reason you
shorter.
The reason you kept them entirely though is because you wanted to just quick swap everything for the GSR.
Yeah, I wanted
like the knuckle and all that.
That and the GSR brakes are bigger, so like that's what I wanted. I wanted everything to be a like I hate when you get a project car and it's like okay, this corner is this year, this make model, and then this over here, this make model.
Yeah, it's like
that
kind of just,
this corner over here.
They just start hodgepodging shit together.
Yeah, I hate that shit. Yeah. I just wanted to be able to like, all right, it's either parts for a 90, a 2001 GSR or a 90 CRX. Like,
right, done. Two options.
Like not, the fucking 240, dude. It seriously got parts from fucking millions of cars
well,
on there.
240 in the shop
yeah.
the same
that's
way
how
too.
You build them. It's like, no. I'll go to like O'Reilly's and shit. Like, all right, here's what I need. Front rotors off a 300ZX, rear rotors off in a 2005 Mustang.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Dude, it's
wild.
Good.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love
wild.
That shit.
That's like any kit car, like that Cobra kit car we
yeah.
had here. That was the same fucking shit.
Yeah, because I got like custom, like a whole custom rear end on that car. So it's got the dual calipers and shit for the hydraulic handbrake.
Mm-hmm.
So it uses 300ZX calipers, but an 05 Mustang
rotor. Yeah, you see, I hate that shit. That's why I didn't want to sit here and be like, all right, well, you know, if I need a wheel bearing for the front, now it's off of an 89.
I'm going to fucking hit you, too. Fuck you.
Fuck that.
Damn, bro.
On site, right now.
On site.
Take your shirt off.
Take your pants off.
So we are on film. You'll see this later.
I keep forgetting we're on film. Oh,
yeah. Has anybody been looking at the camera? No, or are we all just staring at each other?
I think I picked my nose.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Geo, that's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't. Yeah. Rick and Bobby, just put them down. Just put them at your side.
Just the whole podcast. Just be like this.
Just put them down. So
if you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
But I sure do love Fig Newtons, but this sticker is in the way and inconvenience. So no, that's cool, dude. I'm glad that you're gonna get the Civic out. You're gonna, you know, you got some work to do on both cars. Hopefully yours is
one of them. We'll see.
It'll be there.
Camaro probably not this year.
No, we're not worried about the Camaro.
Hopefully the 240 comes out.
Yeah, the 240 will come out, and right now I've got some prospects on some pretty some pretty nice vets that I want to go look at. So probably
what are you looking at?
C5. So 97 to 2004. I want to do a Targa. So that would be considered.
Is that the one that's still like rounded?
The last one with the fucking pop-up headlights, buddy.
Headlights. There we go.
That's like, one thing. Yep. I got to give Chevy credit, man. They held on to those pop-ups till the fucking last day possible.
The ones that look like FDR X7s.
Yeah, so that's...
Fucking pop-up headlights in the 2000s.
That's got to be my favorite Corvette.
So I want to do, you know, these style of cars came in Targa tops and a hatch.
Oh,
technically, that'd be a hatch. Yeah. And then they came in FRC's fixed roof coupes. Which is a notch. So, and the only way you could get a Z06 is in an FRC. So you have to have a fixed roof to have a Z06.
I like that.
But the problem is like, how sick is a Targa top, dude?
It is.
There's just something about that car taking the middle of the roof out cruising.
And leaving it in your garage and getting caught in the rain.
Exactly. So the nice thing is they have a nice Targa top storage in the trunk area.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. So like if you open the trunk, so it's designed to do it so the roof's light enough for one person to do it. You undo the latches, pop it off, open the trunk, and when you set it in the trunk, you put it in two plastic clips in the front, and then it locks in the back like a latch. So it holds the top.
Nice.
So all you got to do is put the top in the back, shut the hatch, and you can just take off down the road.
The 240, actually, because the sunroof's removable in that car.
Yes.
Because it's a manual, so you pop it up, but then obviously you pop the latch out, slide it over. And it came with a bag that you put the sunroof in, you put it in your trunk.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have that anymore. I have no interior in that car.
Yeah, there is.
I went full race car, and then everyone's like, dude, if you put an interior in that car, you can sell for like $20,000. I'm like, ooh.
You know what's funny? Because you know what's funny? You know who gives him the biggest shit about it is Mikey, who is the OG advocate for OEM full interior in every car he builds.
Yeah.
Because even Yam, dude. Like, I remember when he was building Yam and painting it in the interior. Like, the only thing that's not OEM in that car inside of it is the two race seats and a cage. He had to have the OEM seat, the OEM carpet, all the plastic.
It looks so good, though.
Dude, it looks so good. The way he executed it, phenomenal.
I think he got the Japanese interior.
He got the Japanese. Oh, no. So he did that for Natalie. The purple one.
Yeah.
So that
the
purple car.
He went back and put all the OEM interior. The
180 interior.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, but no, dude, I think it's going to be a good summer, man. We'll get some cars out. And, Gio, I know we were talking earlier before the episode started. We want to do another shop meet.
Yeah, man.
Dude, those are the best.
We'll go ahead and get together, and we'll kind of see what works out for people. I don't know. Obviously, it works on shop schedule and when everybody can get together. But me and Charlie plan to, bring out the
grill. No holiday weekends.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
holiday weekends.
Really fucks with boating season.
So I was on a boat last year being a degenerate.
Rightfully so.
So, but that's all right. Me and Charlie plan to do some grilling and some cooking out this time this year.
Yeah, so I might probably bring my Weber grill.
Okay.
We'll get that going.
Get some charcoal rolling.
Do.
Get a flat.
Marinate some chicken, dude.
Yeah, we'll do some chicken. We'll do some burgers, some hot dogs. We'll
do that. We'll bring the Blackstone.
Get that shit out. Maybe throw a slab or two of ribs out there.
If you're seriously bringing the Blackstone, I'm gonna bring like 5 pounds of bacon,
dude. That's how you season that motherfucker. Yes. You just throw that bacon.
No,
down
you
there,
throw a bunch
grease
on there. Get some grease. Get some little bits, some charred bits on there.
We're doing it.
Push all it off to a side, and then throw everything on there.
Yeah, dude, you can go to Costco and get like a big old pack of bacon, dude.
Yeah, Costco sells everything.
Costco, dude.
Actually, that would probably be the way to do it, is throw like an entire like 1 or 2 pounds of bacon on there, cook it, and just like if people want to eat the bacon, eat it. If not, just throw the shit away.
No, I meant literally five.
Oh, you want like five or six pounds of bacon? Are you going to eat it?
Yeah. I'll eat a pound
of bacon. Oh, dude, yeah, I can definitely go through a pound of bacon.
I mean, me and you cleared that burger out last
time.
Dude,
how fucking big was that fucking burger?
Dude.
Holy shit.
Dude, she brings it and sets it down, and I'm like...
I was just like, bro.
I don't even remember what I got. I was fucking surprised you guys put
that shit down. You had like a steak sandwich. You were a bitch.
I know.
We ate.
I'm tiny.
Bro, we put that whole burger away and a beer. That was. Dude,
I couldn't finish my second beer, dude.
I felt pretty rough after that. Dude, I was driving home and I'm like, why the fuck did I just do that, dude? I'm like, look. I'm leaning over in the car, and I'm like, holy fuck.
About to knock the fuck out.
Dude, I got home, and like I get out, and I'm standing up, and I'm like, I feel like shit. Dude, I didn't eat for 2 days after that.
No, I felt fucking great, dude. I fucking went home, probably ate some ribs, dude. I don't know.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Bro, this man can put away some food, bro. It's okay.
Wait, if it's meat.
Dude,
no,
that's
homo.
The problem,
if
though.
It's meat, dog, I will fucking...
No, like chicken, beef, rib. Dog. I mean, do whatever. Like, dude,
gotta
if it's
stay
meat,
ketosis,
like,
man. No carbs.
Yeah.
I'll just keep fucking
bro,
eating
bro, it
shit,
just...
But...
That's the problem. It's like, dude, especially, like, steak. Steak and, like... Oh,
it's so much.
Dude. I love making Philly cheesesteaks, but I hate wasting a fucking ribeye for it.
Well, yeah, because you gotta destroy the ribeye for it, but it's so fucking good.
I've never made one.
So good.
They're good.
I've made ribeye. I've never made a...
So, like, Charlie makes a very good cheesesteak, but, like, he didn't make them as often as he did this past year.
Well, fucking ribeyes are through the fucking roof.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Who cares? It's just money.
It's... I know, but you buy a ribeye, and it's like...
You can't take it with you, Charles.
I know. That's usually what I do. I wait for ribeyes to go on sale, and then I buy it, because I'm not going to spend full price on a ribeye and slice it up and...
Yeah, so last summer, ribeyes went on sale once, so guess how many times we had cheesesteak? Fucking once.
Just once.
But your boy does make some good cheesesteaks. Phenomenal. Oh, and let me tell you about the breakfast burritos homie makes over here. Oh, boy.
Good for fucking hangovers, man.
Well, yeah. You've had the chili.
Yeah, I had the chili.
The chili's phenomenal. Fire.
Yeah, the chili's beautiful.
So I think what we're going to do is when we decide on the date for the car meet, we'll definitely show up early. We'll bring the flat. We'll find a way to get it here. Whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Bruh.
Dude, yeah, we'll find it. If the 240's back, there is a lot of fucking room in that hatch. I got no idea.
What do you
want to
do? Take it apart?
What? The Blackstone? It folds up.
Will it fit in the 240?
I don't know. I got a roof rack, too. We can
Charlie will find out.
Oh, dude, please roof rack that bitch.
Dude, we can roof rack the fucking Blackstone.
Dude, that'd be a flex.
Dude, roof rack it and find a set of chrome Cobras to put
dude,
in the roof
rack. Dude, I actually... So the funny thing is, I actually have a Yakima roof rack for the 240.
It looks really so sick.
And I have people... All the time, ask me, hey, you saw that roof rack? Saw that roof rack? Yeah.
Please
sell
don't
it?
Ever sell it.
It's like, you want to sell it? Yeah. How much you want for it? A lot.
Yeah, those
like, things. You're going to pay for it because
bro,
they don't make them any. Do they make
even
them
brand
anymore?
New,
no, they
expensive
don't.
As
they don't make them anymore for the 240.
Really?
It's designed for the S13 hatch.
And, like, it wasn't made very long.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Bro, I'm sure you could get, like, $600-$700.
More.
Oh,
more.
Dude,
a couple grand.
Get a grand for
really?
It.
Couple,
yeah.
Couple
really?
Grand.
Man.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Don't ever sell that.
No,
please
I'm
don't
not.
Ever
we gotta
sell
start
it.
Making some JDM roof racks.
Some JDM.
Dude, if you think about it, there's not
idea.
A lot to it.
Yeah.
So the only expensive part is like the clamps. Yeah. Oh, I just spit everywhere. That
it's
was gross.
Okay. That's what the mic condoms are for.
Is it for?
Yeah.
But I want to get COVID off.
No, because now he's gonna lick it. Don't tell him that.
He didn't bring it. This is not a strip club. Put your tongue in your mouth.
So, yeah, so we'll definitely, when we decide on car meet, we're going to...
We'll get this shit here.
We'll definitely get it here. And then we'll figure out what we're going to make, and then we'll start grilling shit up.
I mean, we could drop that shit off the day before. We don't have to fucking bring
it. No, that's all right. But, you know, we got to be here the day of early.
No, I get that,
But we'll drop it off the...
Night before.
The night before, and then we'll find a place where we can set it up and
cook. The night before, we're in here. Cleaning and sweeping.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know. Your mom made me fucking sweep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look
nah,
at you.
I love your mom. She's such a sweetheart. I'm literally in there getting an oil change. She's like, you're just going to stand around and you're going to start cleaning. I'm like, I'm a customer.
No, you're not, bitch. You're going to clean and you're paying.
Oh, no. I was getting tires.
Yep.
And you guys charged me $6 over the estimate.
And made me clean.
And made me clean.
I had to sweep the floor and pay you.
And I apologized.
Okay. He did apologize.
I'm like, what the hell happened?
Hey, I gave you beers. Plenty of beers.
You did.
Tonight.
You did.
So
that's fair. Gio, you're the only person I trust to work on the cruise. Anyone could work on it. I don't give a fuck, but you're the only one I trust.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys want to do anything, do it. Go ahead. Touch it. I don't give a fuck.
You're getting the Impala back soon, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It's come back.
She needs struts and some other shit. We'll talk about it after the show.
All right, for sure.
So, all right. So, anyway. So
yeah, I need an oil change. I got that leak in that tire. do you want to put a rear end in a Camaro?
Bring it.
In my garage? Oh, no. It's already torn apart. We're already fucking committed.
Can I put a gag in your mouth? Like, both sexually and so you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, you got handcuffs, too?
Absolutely.
I'm super fucking into that. When do you guys choke me?
I'll add you.
I'll choke you.
Oh.
All right.
Dude, how do you know what I like?
Stop. Dark hole. We can't.
Oh, my God. What is going on? No. What is going
on? All right, we got to stop. Fucking all right, hell. So we got some more shit we got to go through. All right.
OnlyFans. When are we making one?
What? Yeah. I was going to say, for the uncensored content after this.
Yes.
Ooh.
Make sure you're a part of our Patreon. You'll get to see just all this. If you're watching this on video, you just saw my hand movements, and they were very
I'll tell you right now, that Patreon, shirt's off. There's not going to be a fucking shirt in this room.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. Well, you go in the bathroom first, drop gang signs in the mirror, you know? Let us know we're going to fucking fuck each other's ass.
Oh, dude, MySpace era mirror selfies?
All right, bro, we got to take a topic.
Okay, what's
going to happen? All right,
Austin's like, did I take it too far with the blood sign finger butthole? Was that too far? Was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
This is why we can't. That's why we can't do nothing in a good amount of time, bro.
You remember that fucking?
We have 15 minutes, boys. Let's fucking.
We do
make
actually. Yeah. All right.
So remember that? Wait, hold up, real quick. Remember that fucking dude? There's like the gratata guy.
Yeah,
Brian.
Dude.
Brian Silva, like, I think, idol, or something like that. Yeah, like. What? Some lady asked me why my shirt's off. Because I took my shirt off and I fucked dudes. What? Yeah, dude, you did like gay porn.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
That's why I started laughing. So
yeah,
hard.
Because you used to throw up gang shit before you would go do porn.
Shit. And then you're like, gratata. Yeah.
Gratata.
So I take my shirt off when I fuck a dude.
All right. Oh, shit. All right, so we'll get together and figure out a date for the car meet, the shop meet, and everybody will announce that Discord. Mm-hmm. We'll announce that on the podcast. We'll get that all going. Speaking of the next topic, fucking Discord. Why aren't all you motherfuckers in the goddamn Discord, bro? It's a good time.
It is.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
There's literally people handing out money.
Dude, they are literally handing people. Oh, hey, my stupid ass doesn't know how crypto works and NFT shit. But I've been gifted, like, I think a couple bucks in, like, real American money now through crypto and shit. And people are just making it rain, giving you money for free.
Yeah. Thanks, Mishka. Cool. Make my fucking taxes more complicated, you asshole.
Yeah, not going to 1099 fucking.
Bro, if it's under $600, bro, it's just
you don't
a gotta
gift. Do it.
It's a gift, man. You're good. You're fine.
Fucking up my taxes.
If you give me 601, I'll kick you in the dick. If I got to fill an extra tax form out, I will kick you in the penis.
You know, we didn't get a W-2 for this fucking podcast yet.
Yeah, that's
Did
true.
We need one?
You guys are getting paid cash.
Ooh, under the table?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, we're not. We're not getting paid.
FBI agents. No. Oh, fuck, our phones are on.
I don't fuck with the IRS, man. I'll commit violent crimes. I will not do fraud.
The Discord is a fun time. I'm actually looking at it right now. Big Mish over here does a very good job of keeping up on it.
I try.
Always throwing some new shit in. We got a lot of activities we got in there, you know.
And hey, what about that website?
Dude, the website looks phenomenal. By the way, did you figure out like the shipping and everything?
Shipping's all done.
Okay, cool. Because I just ordered something.
We've got flat rate shipping.
So
at exactly $420.
Can we order like everything that's on there right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just put it in an order yesterday, so we'll see when it comes in.
Cool, man.
How many stickers did you order?
Two.
Really?
There's only 50.
Bro, we love you, man.
I'll fucking fight you.
Thank you for that.
There's only 50, right?
Why do you think I bought two, motherfucker?
Right. So I'm gonna buy two.
Because I fucking love you, and I'm giving you a sticker.
I'm going to buy two, a hat and a t-shirt today.
Yeah, cool, I bought a t-shirt and two stickers.
So if anybody's interested.
So where the fuck is it?
So yeah, I ordered it yesterday, bitch. I want it Amazon next day.
Yeah.
No, dude, I wish I would have checked my fucking email. I would have brought them
for
you.
Oh, bro.
Oh, no, that's all right. I don't give a shit. Well, you're going to bring them. Keep crediting me back my shipping.
Hey, you fucking, you broke, bitch.
Either that or buy me a couple beers after this.
But what's cool about this is all the merch that is sold on there, I still got to figure out the exact percentages, but I'm thinking it's around 10 or 20% that we're going to do. But a percentage of every sale goes towards the From Porches to Porsches treasury. And that money is pooled. And once we come out with our NFT collection, any NFT holder for the From Porches to Porsches brand will get to vote on what we do. We can donate it. We can disperse it between everybody. We can buy something for
donate
the podcast.
Donate to me. Fuck.
If everybody votes on donating to Charlie,
we will
donate it to Charlie.
Oh, my God, dude. We'll have an election.
Bro, run a campaign.
Who gets paid?
Seriously.
Run a campaign.
It's whatever the voters want.
Okay, well, think about, too, like, I mean.
I'm going to run a real negative campaign. All you motherfuckers are going down.
I know I wasn't at the meet last year, but did you do giveaways again last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's something we could, I mean, I know people enjoy the
shit
out of that. Well, I mean.
It's all about me, dude. It's always about me. I didn't even bring a car.
Prissy, bitch.
Actually, I did bring a car.
He wants all the attention.
I do.
It wasn't even your car. It wasn't your car.
I know. Shout out to Jigs for trusting me with one of his Evos. That was fucking dope.
Well, yeah, that was the most drove it?
Yeah.
One to drive.
Yeah, Jigs, you
so?
you the
it's
man
a fucking
for that,
Evo.
Bro.
Dude, there was what the fuck is it? Jigs is making those videos, and I saw in one of the comments because he calls it the Beater Evo, and he's like, Beater Evo. He's like, yeah, it's a Beater Evo.
Yeah, and he's like, go to my page and look at the
car. Yeah, go look at it.
Like people, like they were like smirking off. I was like, no, and he was like, go to my page and look at my car. It has almost 300,000 miles on
it. Dude, that's fucking insane.
The whole story of the car is on there.
Yeah.
And people were like the guy, I saw that comment. Yeah. Like, he kind of got snippy, and I was like.
Really?
Yeah. Bro, I was like, what is wrong? Like, people are so quick to just, like, fucking.
And that's a cool
judge.
Thing.
Thought, like, and that's the thing, because Jigs don't give a fuck. He knows it's a beater. Nah. Like, he's like, let's fix my shit. Yeah. You know?
And that's the fucking cool thing about that car is, dude, there's Evos that are beaten with, like, 50,000 miles. This car's pushing almost 300,000 miles.
It looks, I mean, like Jake said, it's a 10-footer, but dude, let's be honest. Do you know what that car could look like and what kind of condition it could be in? You know
dude,
what I mean?
It looks great for what it is.
Dude,
and
it fucking drives great.
Honestly, the fact that somebody is like making fun of him calling it a beater says that they wish that they had a car.
They
like
wish
that.
They could.
Yeah. Somebody wishes to have your beater.
Right.
You're doing something right.
That's
there you
a
go.
Fucking daily too, man.
Yeah.
And she quick. Boogies, dude.
She will. I could combine both of my motors, all three of my motors, all three of my cars, and it would still be slower than that car.
That thing's very
fun. Dude, I know.
It's fun, dude.
I didn't like Evos until that point. I'm like, fuck, I kind of want one now.
Yeah, dude, they're cool.
Good luck. It's like trying to buy a fucking 64 fucking Impala now. Yeah.
Dude.
I have two
you
modes.
You can't even touch a fucking 64 Impala for anything less than 30 grand.
Yeah.
Rot it out.
And it's usually a beat piece of shit that has, it's nothing but a roller with no front clip.
Yeah.
But you get like a 63 Bel Air for like fucking like 10.
I don't know, bro. There's that page. There's that page on Facebook.
Dude, it's amazing for that fucking third brake light for an
Impala. Is that the baby
Impala?
Is that the baby Impala?
No, it's a lower trim down.
Yeah.
But is it like two taillights instead of three
two,
or something?
Two
like
instead
it
of
looks
three.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. They're the same car. It's the same chassis
basically,
and everything.
It's
just like
literally,
a trim line.
It's like a mini Impala.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Impala was the top of the line trims for those cars. Because that was American Graffiti. The white. That was an Impala, wasn't it? It was.
No.
59 Impala? No, not the black Chevy, not Harrison Ford's Chevy.
No, I'm not guy. Car wasn't even white.
No, the Impala.
I wouldn't confuse an Impala for a black fucking Bel Air.
No, the fucking, the redhead. What was his name? I don't know.
Look it up. We
just
do have phones and Google.
Is this from a movie?
Yeah, American Graffiti. You guys ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, it's fucking phenomenal.
Dude, you guys gotta watch American Graffiti.
Dude, it's so good. It's a fucking classic.
Yeah.
Have you actually seen this one?
That was yes, I have.
Okay.
Made by George.
Oh yeah,
it was George Lucas.
Charlie, are we talking about a movie you've actually fucking watched?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I heard great things about it.
I saw a commercial for it, bro.
They made a sequel that's fucking horrible.
Yes, they did, and it was disgusting.
Yeah, it was stupid.
It was so bad.
Which was stupid, because they end the movie, it's like, you know, it's kind of like the, like those freeze frames. It was like, this person's doing this. This person's doing this. Dude, they did Homie in the fucking Ford real dirty.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah, they did him dirty.
But
then the sequel was about him.
This car right here.
I don't know, can I spoil it? Yeah. That's an Impala.
Mm-hmm. It's a big body Impala back in the day.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were big.
Yeah. The ones with like those car. Diagonal fins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like here's
those are like 50s, right?
Here's a better shot.
Yeah, I think those are 58?
I think yes, it is a 58 Impala.
I think that's slightly older than the ones that I like.
It's a 58 Impala.
You like the '60s, right?
You're thinking of the '60s.
You don't well, we all
like the classic lowrider.
We all want a 64 or 63 Impala, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just like everybody wants a 69 Chevelle. I mean, you know.
And everyone wants an R34.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, dude. I like a 67 Chevelle.
Dude, I don't like the... So, like, I've never been a fan of the 69 Chevelle taillights.
The two rounds?
Yeah, I like the 67 and the 66, which just has the one square with the... with the reverse...
Yes.
Oh, with the reverse light in... You know what I mean?
I love the Camaro taillights, so the 69.
Well, just like a Monte Carlo, like one of my favorite cars. Like, I like the 85, 86, 87 SSs, mm-hmm. but my favorite body style of the Monte Carlo is like the 71, 72s with the single round headlight in it.
Dude, like,
and the bigger nose on
it. As much as I hate to say it, the fucking Tokyo Drift one.
The Tokyo Drift Monte Carlo.
The Tokyo Drift Monte Carlo.
It was in Primer. Remember he races that Viper? Through that, that's the money. That's the body style.
Yeah. Two 30-year-old high schoolers racing.
Yeah,
those things are old as shit.
Yeah, one's in a Viper and one's in a fucking like nasty built Monte Carlo. Yeah. So,
because that thing had a fucking wicked crate engine in it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, how the fuck did you afford that shit?
It was a 572 crate motor.
Yeah,
on the rocker cover it said 572 Chevrolet. Of course, you know, there was some money in that.
Yeah, no shit. Where the fuck was he getting the money from? Single mom. She was a waitress, wasn't she?
Street racing, bro.
You're 16.
Yeah.
How are you making that much money street racing at 16?
I don't know where he got the money. I mean,
unless dad's throwing that fucking Navy money from overseas while he's banging hookers. like a fucking champion.
He was building a Mustang. I mean.
What's that?
He was building a Mustang, wasn't he?
In the same way that I'm building a Camaro, it's just rotting away in my garage.
He built the Mustang when he got to Tokyo.
Yeah, but
the dad had the body Mustang.
Though, the green Mustang.
Yes.
Was it white or silver stripes?
White.
And they put an RB in it, didn't they?
Yeah. That's Japan. Crazy shit.
That's all right. Mustangs suck. I fucking hate them. Put whatever you want.
That's so crazy.
All right, first of all, go fuck yourself, but all right.
Case swap the... You are a Ford guy who owns two fucking Chevys.
Well, I couldn't find a Fox body.
K-swap the world. It's the...
I'm done. I'm signing off. Fuck this shit.
Dude gets fucking mad when we shit talk.
Cut the camera.
Homie gets mad.
Hold me back.
Homie's about to get violated.
Bro, homie gets mad when we shit talk Fords, but he owns two Chevys. And a Nissan.
Well, that's why he loved his Lincoln, bro.
Oh, dude, I fucking love that Lincoln so much.
Let's talk about that fucking death trap. Let's not. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so we...
if you ever see my Lincoln, you don't need keys to start it. Just get in there and just fucking turn the ignition.
It will start
steal
with
it.
No keys.
Just steal it.
Door locks don't work either. They do
it's
not.
It's prime for the stealing.
The trunk does not open either.
The trunk does not open. Does not.
The exhaust does not...
Jimmy Hoffa's back
should.
There.
It's a community car at this point.
Yeah.
It pretty much was. Tommy would come over and take
you need
it.
If you need it, use it.
Yeah, dude. Tommy would just like walk in the driveway, get in the car, start it, and like.
Yeah, I remember, what the hell? His like car was getting fixed. Like, hey, man, can I borrow the town car? He just fucking dailied it for like a month.
Yeah, he didn't give it back for like a month and a half. He's like, oh, I'll bring him back on a full tank. A month and a half later,
dude.
Shows back up in the driveway.
He's got video of him and his neighbor just like cruising around drinking beers to the neighborhood. I mean, drinking sodas.
drinking sodas.
We don't drink and drive.
We don't do that.
We sip and cruise.
Yeah, there you go.
We don't drink and drive. We sip and cruise.
Yeah.
What's good? What was that fucking country singer? I don't know where I'm going with this.
There's a lot of those.
Where are you going with this?
No, nowhere. Moving on.
Well, guys, we're almost there.
We're almost there.
We're about the hour.
So we covered most of our topics.
Any closing remarks?
Wait, are we going to talk about Chelsea Putin?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a crazy thing that's happening.
Can you run it down
in
real
the
quick?
Sports world? I don't really fuck with sports. But Chelsea, the soccer team, super big, famous soccer team in Europe. I think they're an English team or something.
Yeah, they're an English team.
Basically, they sucked until 2003 when a super rich fucking multi-billionaire Russian dude bought them, poured $2 billion of his own money into the club, hired a fuck ton of people, and they won like 5 championships since then. Turns out this dude has very, very close relations to Putin to the point where he helped Putin become president. And now he's being cut off from everything. He can't do business in like in Europe. He can't do business like anywhere. And that Chelsea, the sports team, is frozen, meaning the players can still play, but they can't re-sign anyone. They can't do any new agreements. They can't pay.
They can't pay them.
They can't do anything. So basically,
all the shit is fucked. Everything's frozen. All the accounts are frozen. Their money is now worth literally nothing.
The only people that can attend the games are season ticket holders. Nobody else.
Yeah,
they don't have any gift shops.
You can't buy tickets.
You can't buy any merch. Nothing. And that's like the first time that we're seeing this happen in like a major sports team.
Yeah, that's
so
never
kind of crazy.
It's never happened to any major sports team in the history of like since sports were organized.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, it's very crazy time.
So yeah, so I thought that was something that was interesting.
I think we should do it. I think we should do that for the Cubs. White Sox forever, baby.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, I can actually give two shits about sports. I'm sorry. Yeah,
the only thing you like.
So that's why we're no longer called the second round draft picks because
it
sounds like
stupid fucking license plate that you didn't renew and lost anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Which one?
My White Sox plate that said DKCUF. So read it backwards.
Fucked backwards.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's
fucking
cool.
Great.
So I just got a generic plate on the car now, but we'll do that because I'm waiting for my cars to run before I start wasting money on vanity plates every year.
It's a good idea.
So wait for those to run, and then they're both going to the expanded use antique plates.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
So, yeah.
That's not AV? That's not those AV plates?
No, so this is
antique vehicle.
Antique vehicle. So they're over, 25 years?
Yeah.
Isn't it anything?
But you can only drive 95. That to car shows, right?
No, that's antique plates. It's the car shows and the shop only.
Okay.
Expanded use is unlimited drive times between the months of March to November.
Okay, I'm going to get that for my Civic, dog. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's going to be 25 years old.
I'm going to get it for my Malibu, dog. I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Whatever. That's what it's for.
Dude, that's fucking smart.
Yeah, because it used to be antique plates, but you were limited to, 5,000 miles or some shit like that?
Dude, I don't even think it was that much, but you could only literally, bring it to a show. Like, it had to go home, and you couldn't drive it. Shit, you couldn't drive it after a certain
time. Dude,
times
you know how
hours.
Cops are, man. There's going to be that one fucking asshole.
Yeah, but, who checks that shit, though?
Dude,
how does he know what my last odometer reading is?
I'm just saying, man.
The bitch don't work.
Yeah.
How the fuck you going to know?
Bro, that shit ain't worked since I bought it.
But connect the wheel speed sensor, bro. That shit don't work.
I was going to get the antique plates right away for the Camaro. But I bought it in November and I wanted to fucking drive it. So I literally dropped a shit ton of money just to keep that fucking car plated to drive it for 3 weeks.
Before it snowed. Do some burnouts in your driveway.
Fuck yeah, I did.
I fucking love that video where it starts out on one
end. Tired and switches the other way.
Runs to the
other
side.
My buddy Nick, that was the day we bought it. Drove up to Wisconsin. This fucking 16-year-old fucking kid, man. Trying to deal with this kid. Like, I didn't think you were serious. I'm like, at what fucking point did I not sound serious about buying this car? It's like, dude, we showed up with a truck and trailer. Like, we want to fucking buy this thing. Like, I'm buying it today. It's like, what if you didn't like it? I'm like, then we're going to go in this gas station in Wisconsin, get a couple cases of Spotted Cow, and go home. And we just made a beer run with the trailer.
For real.
Who gives a fuck?
Dude.
That's funny, man.
So, We're at that time, boys.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
we got off on a little tangent on the end. So,
which is
thanks for listening to our stupid bullshit for an hour. We still are. We're still refining this, but this is the first episode and introduction of mine and Charles' segment on the From Porch to Porches podcast here. So,
a breath of fresh.
Well, this is
absolutely.
This is From Porches to Porches. I can't fucking pronounce anything. Media. So this is our own podcast on the media conglomerate that they are establishing here.
I can't stand you.
I fucking hate you, dude.
But
to our first and last episode.
He's correct. He may have not pronounced it right, but it, yes.
Yeah.
So hang in with us. We're gonna figure this shit out. We're gonna have some more topics. Like I said, we write down topics before we start and we talk about some shit we think is cool. You might think it's stupid and don't want to listen to it, but hey, you know, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And this I want to thank you boys again for letting us do this. Thank you for coming, you know, letting us do our thing, coming on, people, and
thank you guys for what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah, thank you guys.
It's an honor, bro. Seriously.
It really is.
Seriously. This is awesome. So
great to have you guys.
So I hope we can turn this into something real cool, real fun, and
we're gonna
develop.
We'll get our own t-shirts on the fucking merch page.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But no, seriously, like, I'm excited to see the merch page. The fucking website looks fucking
beautiful.
Dude,
it's awesome. I can't wait. I'm gonna order some shit today.
Oh, I just did, man. Get it. And it's not fucking here. I'm kind of pissed. But seriously, buy some shit. Make Mishka work for his fucking money.
Yeah, make Mishka work for that money, bro. Yeah. So
this guy's sitting at home all day fucking making stock trades and NFTs and shit.
Fucking
make him do some real work.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm tending to my farm in the metaverse, all right?
You and that goddamn farm, bro.
Smoked a digital spliff.
I'm making
sure. Now working at the metaverse Chipotle.
Yeah, bro. Me and Snoop Dogg, we live in the same neighborhood in the metaverse.
Bro, just like Kevin Gates said, he bought a farm and it's the one you can't afford?
Yeah.
Who the neighbors? Kobe Bryant from the Lakers. Now that's paper.
All right, Well, with that being said, thank you guys again.
Thank you.
You know, Charles, thank you for doing this. Me and you are, you know.
Oh, so now you're thanking me.
I still don't like you. I can't stand you. I swear to God.
Once this camera, what? I was going to say, once this camera turns off, we're going to beat the shit out of each other. But subscribe to the Patreon and watch that shit live.
Yeah. We do a bareback.
Yeah. we get enough money, we will fight each other.
So
I will fight anyone in this room for money.
So thank you guys. It's been awesome. It's been another show. We're gonna get this show on the road, as they say, and we're gonna bring some more ideas next time we come out, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you guys for listening. We love y'all.
Peace.
Whoa! Hey, this is our podcast. All right.
Oh. End it up, bro.
All right. Thank you all for listening and watching. We're getting the fuck out of here. See you guys whenever the fuck we decide to do this again.
Later. Yeah.